Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Weekend, my dear listeners. It is I, your gracious host, William Thomas Powell, a.k.a. WTP, a.k.a. The Answer and the Question, the Meat and the Potatoes, the one and the only king of DC Media. Welcome to the show. This episode of the Inside Acting Radio Show is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner, which is found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. This week's article features actress and comedian Abigail Graham. She's also a music video director. Go out and Google DC Actors Examiner and be sure to subscribe. And if you would like to be featured on DC Actors Examiner, write me at William400@yahoo.com. That's William400@yahoo.com. Subject line article. Today's guest is Chris Lifko, who was he was actually recently in DC Actors Examiner. And he's in comedies such as Mortal Coils and the Christian film. It's an excellent film. I've seen it. The Basement. So Chris is on the line. I know he's going to be on set in a little bit, so we're going to bring him right on in. And after he's done, I have a few more announcements. So let me go ahead and bring him on in.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Doing very well, sir, and yourself?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
But, man, I hear you're filming today, so what's the project?
This is a new project that an independent filmmaker from L.A. is involved with.
Okay.
Beyond that, I'm not really sure too much about the details, but I'm doing some background work for him today.
Oh, good, okay. That's good. So you're going to be on set all day, huh?
More than likely, yes, sir.
All right. Okay. And then, now, where is this filming again?
This is a Richmond-based independent.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, tell me, man, what's going on with Mortal Coils?
Okay, Mortal Coils is a comedy web series, and we actually have part one. It's viewable online now, so people can see it, and we're in the midst of trying to raise funds so that we can finish the entire series. It's an incredible comedy, some very funny people involved, and it was filmed in Lynchburg, Virginia, which is where the rest of season one will be getting filmed too. We have
how many episodes total?
I'm thinking somewhere between 10 and 12, I believe.
Okay, and who do you play in that?
I'm actually playing the role of a character by the name of Garth, who happens to be the lead driver of the funeral home.
Okay, all right, yeah, it sounds like a kind of a dark comedy.
Yes, it is actually, and people can learn more about that if they want to go to Kickstarter.com and just type in Mortal Coils. That's the name of the web series, and details pop up on the screen, and folks will be able to view part of the very first episode.
That's good. You know, Chris, you're really great at marketing. You have a real keen eye for that. What's the key, I think, to marketing for actors? What advice would you give?
What advice would I give?
Yeah. As far as getting the word out, you seem to be very good at marketing yourself and getting yourself out there.
Well, thank you very much. I would say that a variety of classes or general knowledge helps to be a small business owner, as I am. And really the huge thing is getting involved in your community. And you can do that through many means, you know, getting involved with different clubs and organizations. You know, I happen to be a member of the Virginia Production Alliance, and then getting involved maybe with your local Chamber of Commerce, filmmakers, independent filmmaker groups, that kind of thing really helps. And then being very active on social media, such as LinkedIn and Facebook and those kind of things. And those made all the difference in the world for me, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, man. I know you have a law enforcement background. So how has that helped you in some of your acting roles?
Actually, that's an excellent question, William. It's helped me quite a bit, actually, because it's given me some understanding and made it so it's very easy for me to plug into detective roles, also having an understanding of investigative techniques, report writing, and then different types of physical movement. I've actually been trained on film by a retired Norfolk police officer that was in the tactical unit. His name is Dave White, so I received training from him for film, and way before then, when I was involved with contract security and uniform protection, I actually was trained under former Navy SEAL Mike Bennett for a time.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Yeah. So now, what's your approach to acting?
I would say, you know, it's something that you can never work too hard at, and training and ongoing experience is pretty much something that should be a lifelong learning process for folks. But I would recommend that everybody that wants to get involved with acting and wants to pursue it on a professional level should receive some level of training. So I would recommend specifically taking improvisational classes and taking classes that relate to acting on film for TV and commercials through a reputable company or individual. And those are the methods that I've used. And then just getting as much experience as you can from independent films and independent web series, that kind of stuff, as well as marketing yourself online and learning about the different local casting companies and casting agencies and that kind of stuff. But there's a couple other projects, too, that I wanted to mention that that are being filmed or have been filmed in the local area that will be soon released. One is Trainers, which is a comedy. It's a feature-length film. And people can learn about that film if they go to their website. It's www.trainersthemovie.com. And we're currently doing a fundraising campaign for those folks. And that project is actually starring some pretty good, prominent, highly experienced veteran actors as well, with some nice writing involved with that, so people can learn about that project. And all the cast members, all the principal and supporting cast members are listed on the web pages for trainersthemovie.com. So I would recommend that. And then, as you mentioned, before, as the show was starting, there's a feature film called The Basement, which was filmed in the Woodbridge, Virginia area, and that is currently in the distribution phase. And people can learn about that film, which is a suspense, kind of an action thriller suspense film, if they go to the website www.newreelbasement.com. Newreelbasement.com. And that film is actually starring Hollywood comedian and actor who's been very prominent on faith-based films. His name is Michael Joyner. And he is starring in that movie, and I was blessed to actually be able to work alongside him on that feature film in a number of scenes. So we're really looking forward to that. Everybody worked very hard and diligently on that project, and it's been at least 2 years in the making. So everybody is chomping at the bit, and we're real excited to have that offered to everybody in the community and the public to be able to see that one as well.
Yeah, Michael Joyner, it's like, wow, he was really, because the director, Cynthia, she invited me to watch the movie. When Michael was on there, man, he was just amazing. It's like, wow, he's just some people just really natural. It was just great to watch his performance, you know. He was really on point.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's one of those, you know, veterans in the industry who's probably done more than 20 feature films since he started.
Yeah.
And okay, he was actually voted. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Oh, he was actually voted to be as the number one Christian faith-based actor of last year.
Yeah, he's very, very popular, Yeah, you guys were very blessed to have him. I mean, that's have that kind of talent that makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, I know you guys have to be on set, so before you go, just talk about how fans can follow you.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Folks can follow me on two different ways that I would recommend. One is on my business Facebook page, which is Blue Light Services, LLC. You'll be able to find me on my Facebook page, Blue Light Services, LLC. And the other one is my business page, which is on LinkedIn, under my first and last name, Chris Lythgoe, C-H-R-I-S-L-Y-T-H-G-O-E.
All right, Chris, man, it was great to have you, and I'll definitely be having you on again. And, man, just stay hungry and keep breaking legs.
Thank you very much, William. Appreciate you having me on the show. God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you. Okay, have a great day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. And, folks, I have a few more announcements before I go. Be sure to follow this show at Twitter handle, / Inside Underbar Acting. That's capital I, capital A, or Facebook handle Inside Acting Radio Show. That's capital I, capital A, capital R, capital S, Inside Acting Radio Show. And yours truly, William Powell, is producing the play. Did you know that? Death by Design is a British farce. It's hilarious fun for the entire family. We're holding auditions August 26th and 27th. At 7 p.m., that's August 26th and 27th at 7 p.m., August 26th and 27th, 7 p.m. at Greenbelt Arts Center, 123 Center Way, Greenbelt, Maryland. That's 123 Center Way, Greenbelt, Maryland, C-E-N-T-E-R-W-A-Y, Center Way, Greenbelt, Maryland. The play runs November 7th through the 23rd. Rehearsals will be Monday through Friday at 7 p.m., You can find cast breakdowns if you go to www.greenbeltartcenter.org, www.greenbeltartcenter.org. You can send headshots and resumes to the director, Ann Lowe, at annjanelowe@gmail.com, A-N-N-J-A-N-E-L-O-W-E, that's A-N-N-J-A-N-E-L-O-W-E, at gmail.com. That's annjanelowe@gmail.com. You can put in the subject line Death by Design. We are also looking for lighting technicians and an assistant director. So we need all the help we can get, folks. I failed to mention that auditions will be consisting of cold readings from the script. And let me read a quick description of the play. It's a very funny play by Rob Urbanati, written in, I believe, in the 90s, but it takes place in 1932. What happens when you mix Noel Coward with Agatha Christie? Set during a weekend in an English manor in 1932, Death by Design is a delightful mashup of two of the greatest English writers of all time. So to stay abreast of this play, you can also follow me at Facebook. The handle there is william.t.powell. That's william.t.powell. Find me at Facebook. In other news, you can listen to this show on demand. Yes, you can. Spread the word, www.blogtalkradio.com/insideunderbaracting. So spread the word, folks. And one more thing. Before I get out of here, let me talk about Blue Artist Agency. They'll do your headshots for a fair price. They even handle publicity. So if you're an actor in this area, you should go to www.blue blue-artist.com. That's www.blue-artist.com. www.blue-artist.com. They're excellent for headshots, videographies. They even do weddings. They do everything. So you should definitely go to www.blue-artist.com. And before I get on out of here, let me leave you with this quote from the great Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson says, if you get an impulse in a scene, no matter how wrong it seems, follow the impulse. It might be something. And if it ain't, take two. Good day, everybody.